The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on April 10, 1988 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila, text 204 through 217.
Janulambita bhuja khanaka bhudato sankhe tanai kapitaro kamanaya taksho tishangvaro dijaparo jugadama palo pande jirakhyo karuna vitaro Purushottama achuta drushingha janadhana Hari Krishna arshukhaja Bhupendra ashukhaja The eight pastime expansions are Purushottama, Achyuta, Narasimha, Janardhana, Hari, Krishna, Adhokshaja, and Upendra. Vasudeva Bilas Dui Adhokshaj Purushottam, Shankarsana Bilas Upendra Achyuta Dui Jan. Of these eight expansions, two are pastime forms of Vasudeva. Their names are Adhokshaja and Purushottama. The two pastime forms of Shankarsana are Upendra and Achyuta. Padumnera bilash nishinha janadhana aniruddher bilash pari krishna duijana. The pastime forms of Padumna are Nrisimha and Janardhana, and the pastime forms of Aniruddha are Hari and Krishna. Echo vishamurti prabhav bilash pradhan astradharan vedhe dhore bhinna bhinna nam. All these 24 forms constitute the chief prabhava bilash, the pastime forms of the Lord. They are named differently according to the position of the weapons in their hands. Ihar madde jahar hoy akar vesh ved, sei sei hoy bilash vaibhav bhived. Of all these, the forms that differ in dress and features are distinguished as vaibhav bilash. Padmanabhav chivikka nishinha vaman hari krishna adi hoy akare vilakhan. Of them, Padmanabha, Trivikrama, Nrisimha, Vamana, Hari, Krishna, and so on, all have different bodily features. Krishna, Prabhu, Vilash, Vasudeva, Dichari, Jan, Sechari, Jana, Vilash, Vinshati, Ganan. Vasudeva and the three others are direct Prabhava pastime forms of Lord Krishna. Of these quadruple forms, the pastime expansions are 20 in number. Iha sabha pitak vaikuncha parabhya madame kurvadi ashta dike tina tina kame. All these forms preside over different Vaikuntha planets in the different in the spiritual world, beginning from the east in consecutive order. In each of the eight directions there are three different forms. Jadapi parabhyam sarakar nityadham tatapi brahmande karo koro kaho sanidhan. Although they all have their residences eternally in the spiritual sky, some of them are situated within the material universes. Parabhyam adhe narayane nitya sthiti, parabhyam upari krishna loke abhibhuti. There is an eternal residence of Narayan in the spiritual sky. In the upper portion of the spiritual sky is a planet known as Krishna Loka, which is filled with all opulences. At Krishna Loka yatri vidha prakar gokulakku, Maturakhu, Dwarakakhu are. The planet of Krishna Loka is divided into three sections, Gokula, Mathura, and Dwaraka. Gokula, Mathura, and Dwaraka. Maturate Keshave, Nitya Sannidhan, Nilachale Purushottam, Jagannathanam. Lord Keshava eternally resides at Mathura, and Lord Purushottama, known by the name Jagannatha, eternally resides at Nilachola. Purushottam Jagannathami ki? Prayagi Madhava Mandare Simadhusudan. Srimadusudan Anandaranye Vasudeva Padmanabha Janardhan. At Prayag, the Lord is situated as Bindu Madhava, and at Mandara Parvat, the Lord is known as Madhusudhana. Vasudeva, Padmanabha, and Janardhana reside at Anandaranya. Vishnu Kanchite, Vishnu Hari Rohe, Mayapure, Parichayar Nana Murti, Brahmanda Biture. At Vishnu Kanchi, there is Lord Vishnu. At Mayapur, Lord Hari. And throughout the universe, a variety of other forms. Purport. All of these forms are Murti forms, and they are worshipped in the temples. Their names are Keshava at Mathura, Purushottama or Jagannath at Neelachola, Sri Bindu Madhava at Prayag, Madhusudhana at Mandara, and Vasudeva Padmanabha and Janardhana at Anandaranya, which is situated in Kerala, South India. At Vishnu Kanchi, which is situated in the Bharada state, there is Lord Vishnu, and Hari is situated at Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya's birth site. Thus, in different places throughout the universe, there are various deities and temples bestowing their causeless mercy upon the devotees. All these deity forms are not different from the murtis in the spiritual world of the Vaikunthas. Although the Archa Murti, the worshipable deity form of the Lord, appears to be made of material elements, it is as good as the spiritual forms found in the spiritual Vaikuntha lokas. The deity in the temple, however, is visible to the material eyes of the devotee. It is not possible for one in a material conditional life to see the spiritual form of the Lord. To bestow causeless mercy upon us, the Lord appears as Archa Murti, so that we can see Him. It is forbidden to consider the Archa Murti to be made of stone or wood. In the Padma Purana it is said, Arche Vishnu Silatir Gurushu Naramotir Vaishnava Jati Buddhir Vishnava Vaishnavanam Kalimalambatane Padatirte Mu Buddhi Si Vishnu Nami Mante Sakala Kalushahe Sabde Samanya Buddhir Vishnu Sarveshwareshe Tad Itara Samadhir Yasyava Narakisa. No one should consider the deity in the temple to be made of stone or wood, nor should one consider the spiritual master an ordinary human being, nor one should consider a Vaishnava to belong to a particular caste or creed, and no one should consider Charanamrita or Ganges water to be like ordinary water, nor should anyone consider the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be a material vibration. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 20, up to text 217 so far. So, these are very technical instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami regarding the expansions of the Lord. This is why the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered the postgraduate study for the devotees, because these are very high topics simply dealing with the spiritual world and the transcendental nature of the Lord and the rasas between the Lord and the devotee, of course, is discussed in detail, although not at this moment. Here we have understood the different forms, some of the forms of the Lord which are expanding in the spiritual world. From Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna resides, there are three parts: Gokula, Mathura, and Dwarka. Another part is the part where Lord Chaitanya resides, Svetadvipa. Then there's on the eight sides of Golok Vrindavan, with three forms of the Lord in each part. They're the Vaikuntha lokas. From there, unlimited Vaikuntha lokas are manifesting, each with different forms of the Lord. So, the cosmology in the spiritual world is not the same as the cosmology in the material world. In the material world, there are 14 planetary systems divided in different ways. There's so many spheres, in the sky and orbiting and so on. So here in the material world it's got a different cosmology than the spiritual world, is to be understood. But by studying the spiritual cosmology of the Lord, one is also able to understand the material cosmology and the Vedas as well. So there's no harm in studying both. One point here is how the different forms of the Lord in the material world, the different deity forms, are actually not different than the spiritual forms in the spiritual sky. Although that we are able to see them because they appear to be made of different material objects. We shouldn't think that this is some material object. We should think this is the Lord. We are worshipping Krishna himself. Then Krishna will reciprocate. We need to bow down before the form of the Lord, offering our obeisances, surrendering. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada explained that every time we see the spiritual master, we should pay our obeisances, we should offer our respects to the Vaishnavas, not considering them according to their material body designation, belonging to caste, creed, or so on. When one sees a sannyasi, one bows down in the morning. The first time one sees, Prabhupada even said one should fast the whole day if they do not bow down. And many advice are given here from Padma Purana. We should not consider the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be material vibration, or Charanamrita or Ganges water to be like ordinary water. Pada Tirthe Ambu Buddhi. Pada Tirthe means Charanamrita. Pada means the lotus feet, and Tirthe. Tirthe means the sacred nectar coming from, like Charanamrita, bathing water of the Lord's lotus feet. In South India, they just say Tirtha, give me Tirtha. It's Pada Tirthe. Ambu. Ambu means water. Buddhi, Ambu Buddhi. To think that, oh, this is water, what's the big deal? There was once a famous sadhu in India. He said, what's the use of watering the tulsi plant? Better to water an eggplant. If we think tulsi and eggplant is the same, there's an offensive mentality. There's a difference in tulsi and eggplant. Although eggplant gives you a big fruit, and tulsi doesn't have a big fruit, but tulsi has a spiritual quality that can awaken our dormant Krishna consciousness. Just as some people, they think, well, this, what's the use watering the tulsi? You can get medicinal, you can get fruit. But even there are some plants which are giving medicinal benefit. Actually, tulsi is also very medicinal, but you generally don't use her for that purpose. But although the other medicinal plants, they don't give any fruit as such, many of them. They use the leaves or the bark or something. But they're very valuable. Why? Because they cure the diseases. So tulsi cures our material bondage to the material world, cures our forgetfulness of Krishna, gives us remembrance of Krishna. So this is actually the greatest medicine. So how valuable is tulsi? We cannot imagine being the sacred plant, form of Krishna's pure devotee. So like this, if someone starts to consider all of these transcendental objects for the material vision, then it's considered Narakisa, that they are already living in hell. This type of hellish mentality where one doesn't respect the Guru, the Vaishnavas, the deity form of the Lord, this is Vishnu, or the Vaishnavas, Pada Tirtha, bathing, foot bathing water, we think is ordinary water. We think the Vishnu's name is ordinary water, even though it's ordinary vibration. This is a hellish mentality. She is the Lord causes mercy. He comes in his deity form. to accept our worship. I'm reminded of how the one Brahmana was regularly worshipping his deity form. He took it very seriously. This is actually the system of deity worship. We should take it very seriously. Never taking the deity for granted. You can sit with one leg, not with two. This is, there's a story about which you all know the story, of course, to some extent, probably, maybe some more than others. How there was this one traveling Brahmana who used to carry a deity of Shaligram and Gopal with him. And he went to the house of Jagannath Mishra somehow, for Chaitanya was only a baby. So at that time, Jagannath Mishra was very happy to receive a Brahmana. And he offered him to please come and stay in my house. They were discussing Krishna Katha. And so he requested the Brahmana that he did in the Brahmana's system where he wouldn't eat before he had offered to his own deity. So Krishna has eaten, how could he eat? There's a system of deity worship. One has to follow very strictly whatever the routine that one fixed it, not just whimsically changing. One shouldn't think that, well, someone else can do my service. I mean to say that one should take it as their personal responsibility, whatever service they're accepted for the deity, and not just take it lightly that if I don't show up, maybe someone else will do it or something. They should take it personally that I have to be there if I turn this to be there, that this is my service for the deity. In fact, now in Mayapur, we've restarted something which we had done before, but we had stopped for a couple of years due to some influence of illusion, I guess. We used to regularly have the deity reporting system, where we would offer our reports to the deity. Sometime we did it on a monthly basis, sometime on a weekly. Now I believe we're doing it on a monthly basis. Prabhupada mentioned this in the Nectar of Devotion, and this also I personally witnessed in Los Angeles in 1970 when Prabhupada was present there. He called me there, sent me to India. At that time they had the small Radhakrishna deities, and everyone would go before those deities and the temple would make their report. What were the results for the week? They do it weekly. And then individually devotees would come and offer their report to the deity, what service they had done for the Lord during the entire week. So that was quite an enlightening experience to be able to come before the deity for the first time and actually recognize oneself that I'm a servant of the deity and explain that this week I went on Sankirtan or I did the this and this service for you. What we'd like to do in the next week or begging for forgiveness for any offenses and mistakes we may have knowingly or unknowingly made. So this was very nice. So now Mayapur, we've started this system again, but there's some research was done by our chief pundits and they found that there are a lot of ceremonies. You can take the deity in a procession, place the deity on a special mandapa or place, and then there's all kind of ceremonies that can be done. This is one of the major aspects of deity worship in very old traditional temples. So now we started that system again. So this Tirtha Brahmana, this wandering mendicant Brahmin, he was, of course, not having elaborate worship like that because he was his own personal deity, couldn't do temple worship. But he did this much, that he wouldn't eat before he offered to his deity. He'd only take the prasad that came as remnants from his deity. So after discussing with Jagannath Das Misra, was very having a very enjoyable time, then he decided to offer. So then Jagannath Misra requested that, let us give you all the ingredients and assist you, and you make offering for your deity. So actually the whole family, they assisted Sachi Mata, they cut the vegetables, got everything ready, cleaned the oven, and then prepared nice offering. Brahman himself was cooking. They made a nice plate. And the Brahmana took the plate out, placed it before his deity. And he started to meditate. There's a system called, you meditate that the Lord should come. You manas the puja. He should come and accept the offering. So he was meditating like that on Krishna, on Shaligam Srila Narayana, please come and take the offering. So of course, the Lord Chaitanya, he knew he was the super soul. He knows what everyone's thinking. So he knew what the Brahman was thinking. He immediately, as a little baby, came and started eating the offering. The Brahman opens his eyes, oh no, this is a little baby eating my offering. He's ruined the offering, oh no! You know, like, alas, alas, what has happened? Then everyone, Jagannath Misra runs, oh no, you know, what have you done, you little rascal Nimai? And then Nimai, you know, he sees his father angry, ready to give him a good slap, you know, he goes running away. Then the Brahmin sees the Jagannath Misra is going to say, I'm going to teach you for eating the Krishna Bhoga. And he jumps up and grabs Jagannath and says, no, no, don't do it. What is this little baby? What will be the use? You're already, you see, what will be the use of beating this baby? Well, he doesn't know right or wrong. He's a baby. He came out and ate it. He doesn't know anything. If by beating him, he won't gain anything. Please, I request you, do not do this. I'm obviously not meant to eat today rice. Let me just offer some fruits and roots to the deity and eat some prasad, simple prasad. So then, the Jagannath Misra, he was pleading, no, no, if you accept me as your servant, I request you, you come here as my guest, I have to serve you, please, one more time you prepare. Doesn't matter, one offering was spoiled, just one more time you please make the offering. This is my humble request. And everyone said, yeah, yes, please do it. Please, come on. And so then he said, all right, I'll do it again. So then they all need to go and clean the kitchen out, you know, get the more ingredients, the rice, the dal, the sabjis, everything, get it all ready. He goes in and he starts cooking. So then this time they keep baby Nimai away, far away, so he won't bother. I said, don't worry, he's sleeping in the next house. Mother Sachi takes him over to the next house, small town. So then he prepares the offering. This time it's about sunset, just a little before sunset. Takes it before his deity, and then he offers again. When he starts to offer, he meditates, you know, Gopal, come, take the offering. I'm offering to you to take it. So immediately, like Yogamaya covers everyone, little baby Nimaya comes from the next house. And he starts to eat the offering. Oh no! The Jagannath Misra and everyone went, how did they not get here? This time I'm gonna get you, how could you do it? He picks up a stick and he runs after me, I'm gonna beat you. The Brahman says, no, no, don't do it, don't beat him. You know, he says, please, you know, you know, then there's like a whole other thing where he's, you know, pleading, don't beat him. And I said, no, how can I say? He says, no, and everyone grabs Jagannath Misra. And then he said, look it, you're very sober-minded. You're very sattvic. How will it be good for your brahminical quality to be a little baby with a stick? This is not proper. I'm not meant to eat today. It's obvious. So don't say, this is the will of the Lord. No need of being in anxiety. I'm just going to offer some fruit and fast. There's no problem. Then, you know, Jagannath Misra, he's sitting down with his hands in his head, very frustrated. And all the devotees are like really morose because the Brahman one couldn't get any offering and couldn't take prasad. All of a sudden, Visvarupa comes in. The elder brother of Lord Chaitanya, he just came from hearing the Bhagavatam class of Advaita Goswami, most likely. And there is a young man, about 12 or so, at that age, at that time. And the Brahmin sees him. Actually, Visvarupa is not different from Sankarsana. He's a non-different form of Nityananda Prabhu. He's so beautiful. Immediately he becomes attracted. So who is that? mother and father of this blessed child. So wonderful. And then someone says, well, this is also the older son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachin Mata. He says, glories, glories. He blesses Vishwarupa. May all the blessings be upon you. And Vishwarupa offers his obeisances to the Brahmana. He starts to speak. His voice is so sweet. The Brahmana is like feeling like ecstasy just hearing his voice. The voice of the Lord himself in disguise as a small Brahmin boy in the house of Jagannath Mishra. He says, sir, you know that a guest is like Narayana. You are carrying Narayana in your heart, being a pure devotee of the Lord. You have blessed our house by coming here. We are truly blessed by your presence, you being a great Vaishnava. And we are, then he has already Vishnu heard what happened, you know, he said, and because we are very sad that you could not take your meal in our house. He said, no, it wasn't written for me to take today. So I'll take some fruits. Sir, you are a great renunciant. You live in the forest. For you, taking fruits and roots is quite all right. Because you are habituated to this. But when such a great person has come to our house, we are grihasth. We are living in the household. So it is our duty to feed the guests, especially the great Vaishnava. And for us, it would not be appropriate to simply give fruits and roots to a great personality like you. In fact, for that offense, you may have to go to hell. And I'm sure you would not desire this evil upon us. So therefore, since you are so renowned, we know that the little austerity of again cooking to bless poor fallen householders would not be difficult for you. So he spoke so sweet nectar, you know, like the Brahmin was saying, all right, I'll do it again. Everyone jumped up. Again, they cleaned the kitchen out. Jagannath Mishra again is like, now you really hide Nimai somewhere far away. And the mother, why you do this, Nimai? Why are you complaining with me? He called me, I came. He said, what's he talking about? Honey, I'm a cow. He says, how you can eat your bee, how you can eat a Brahmin food? He said that I being a cowherd boy, I can't eat a Brahmin's food. Brahmins are always giving food to cowherd boys. You know, when you have a non can on this, I just all laughed. What's he talking about? That's a funny little child. So then they took Nimai and he fell asleep on the lap of Mother Sachi. He said, don't worry, he's sound asleep. So then the Brahmin prepares everything. By this time it becomes almost midnight. Everybody, guys, they fall asleep. Whole house is asleep. He finishes all the preparation and he takes the offering and the plate, takes it out to his deities, places in front. Then, you know, again he goes in meditation, he starts to meditate, Gopal, Gopal, please come and take the offering. So we have, of course, Boy Chaitanya, baby Nimai, 2-year-old baby. He gets up from wherever he is and he comes over and Brahman sees again, he's in the oh no, you know. And then they said, why you always call me and I come? Why you are so upset? And then he takes on the transcendental form. He says, you are my pure devotees, so I am revealing who I am. You're always calling, so I was coming. He takes on an 8-handed form of Shankha, Chakra, Padma, and Gadha. If you look up which one it is, I remember it. Shankha, Chakra, Padma, Gadha. Forehand, Narayana form. Another forehand, one is holding butter in the left hand, with the right hand is eating. Another hand is holding the two hands, holding the flute, and he's playing on the flute. So, in this way, the Brahmana could see his transcendental form. He became so ecstatic. His offered his obeisance, he jumped up and he became so ecstatic, he was boom, he just fainted. Because not only did he see the form, he could see Vrindavan, he could see the cowherd boys, and the surabhi cows, and the peacocks, and the malati flowers, everything. And then it was like he saw his whole vision, and he fainted in ecstasy. So actually he had been worshipping Narayana. He could see Narayana. He was worshipping Gopal. He saw the two forms of Gopal, the baby form, as well as the form playing the flute, the Madhurya form. All in one deity. Most rare deity to see all these things. Because he was worshipping the deity form, whatever he was worshipping, he could actually see an original spiritual form that is visible in the spiritual world. It is not possible for ordinary person. It's only possible for those highly blessed. Actually, what happened after he fainted, maybe we'll discuss tonight. But I was reminded of that pastime because how the deity form, Prabhupada said, I'm not different from the murtis in the spiritual world of the Vaikuntha. Although the Archamurti, the worship of the deity form of the Lord, appears to me the material elements, it is as good as the spiritual forms found in the spiritual Vaikuntha lotus. So, because of the devotee's determination and his rigid, fixed vow, which he always maintained in serving his deity, the Lord blessed him in this way, so he could actually see the spiritual form of it. If we want to achieve success in Krishna consciousness, we have to be determined to follow our vows, follow the instructions of the spiritual master. We have to take that initial effort to avoid breaking the regulative principles, to avoid offenses against the Vaishnavas, to avoid the weeds like of disobeying the regulative principles, kuti nati, not being straightforward in our dealings, being violent to others, not preaching to them or desiring fame, adoration, distinction, a material desire. All these things are obstacles in the devotional, so we have to avoid. We have to take the necessary action to avoid these things. Just that we also pray at the time of prasada. We say, Mahaprasade Govinde Nam Brahmani Vaishnave Sarva Punyang Bhata Rajan Vishwashamai Vajayati. Glorify the Mahaprasada, Govinda's name, the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas. These are all transcendental, connected to the Lord. Even though they're in the material world, they're spiritualized, they're purified, therefore they're worshipable by the ordinary living entities. When Jagannath Mishra and Sati Mata, they're always worshipping the Vaishnava. In fact, this was their special quality, that they are perfect Vaishnavas and they always respected the Vaishnavas. When Mother Sati was carrying baby Chaitanya in her body, that time when she was 6 months in the pregnancy, guess who suddenly came and visited her house? Without any advance warning, just all of a sudden, one day, knocking on the door, at the doorway, calling them, was Advaita Goswami. Advaita Goswami, leader of all the Brahmana, most respectful Brahmana in the community. Hardly they expected him to visit their humble household. They consider themselves very junior Brahmanas. To him, either they brought him in their house, sat him down, and paid their obeisances to him. Then they wanted to bathe his lotus feet. So Mother Sachi, she got the water. Since he was grihastha, a woman could bathe his feet. So she took the water and was bathing his feet. But while Advaita was looking at Mother Sachi, who was carrying Lord Chaitanya in her 6 months, He started to manifest ecstatic symptoms. Tears were coming from his eyes. His body was shaking. His voice was choking. Jagannatha said, "What's the matter? Is everything all right? What's the matter?" You know, he couldn't understand what was happening. And then Advaita's eyes were like so wide, just looking at Mother Sachi. Suddenly he jumped up and he started to circumambulate Mother Sachi. And he went, and then Jagannatha said, "What are you doing? He couldn't understand, it's my simple, you know, my wife, you know. Why is this great Brahmana walking around my wife?" You see, we're so insignificant. Why are you doing this? And he's going around seven times. And Jagannatha said, "Well, please, well, don't do this. We're so embarrassed. You see, we're your servants. Don't do this. You know, why was it?" You know, and you just, Advaita just, you know. And then after it goes around seven times, he pays his obeisances and he gets up. And he says, and Jagannatha says, "You know, we're really bewildered. What you're doing, we're filled with doubt. I mean, please, take away our anxiety. Why are you doing all this?" Jagannatha Mishra was spoken to by Advaita, says, "My dear friend, do not worry. We'll reveal everything to you in the future. Now I cannot tell you. Just do one thing for me. Get some sandalwood and make a nice pulp and some scented oil and put it over the womb of your dear wife. Hare Krishna." He left and they're totally bewildered. What's going on? And they discussed, obviously it's not for us. It must be we have a great child. That's why he did this. You can see though how Jagannatha Mishra and Sachi Mata, they immediately offer respect to the Brahmana, the wandering Brahmana. One time when Lord Chaitanya was a little older, Iswarpuri visited and they also requested he stay at their house. So this was their nature. They always respect the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, the Sannyasis. They worship the deity form of the Lord in their house. They were perfect Brahmana Vaishnava. So they were blessed to have Lord Chaitanya as their son. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught that we should be careful not to see the deity form material, not to see these other objects which are connected with the Lord as material. We should chant Hare Krishna with faith, taking shelter in the benefit of all these different merciful manifestations of the Lord. Because the Lord has come here in deity form, we are getting mercy. This is His mercy upon us that we can worship Him. So we should not take this mercy for granted. We should be always very enthusiastic to worship, very carefully worship as far as possible. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because you shouldn't think that Prabhupada's books are ordinary books either. These transcendental literatures are empowered. And by giving them to the fallen souls, fallen souls will benefit immensely, inconceivably. Unlimitedly. Are there any questions? We find that some pastimes are only mentioned in one book. Other pastimes are mentioned in several books. This pastime is mentioned in one sloka in Chaitanya Charanamrita, in 20 slokas in the Bhakti Ratnakara, and 150 slokas in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. So sometimes there's overlapping and sometimes one just refers to it, but sometimes other gives other details. Like when Lord Chaitanya first broke the Ekadasi, the first grade, we called it Annaprasan, and Namakaran, giving of the name, was held at the same day. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita explained what led up to the decision to have it, how they called Vilambar Chakravarti and how they decided to have the festival. The Chaitanya Bhagavat explained who Lord Chaitanya's parents invited for that festival, what they were addressed when they came, what the discussions were on which name he should be given? What were the reasons why the purports are given? Why Viswambhar was chosen? And a second name, Nimai, was also given, suggested by the women, was accepted. Then the Chaitanya Mangal gives some details on how Lord Chaitanya appeared at that function. As a little 6-7-year-old baby, how was he decorated? What did he do? How there were different objects piled up. Not only money, but gold, silver. There was Bhagavatam and many Vedic literatures all piled together. There was rice, pile of rice, in case he was a farmer or something. And all that. See, what was his last life? They painted six, seven different, I can't remember all offhand. I wrote it down, I already translated it. All the different, I mean, there are many different things. And they let them, their father went on the other side and said, come on. You know, we just normally put money and the Bhagavatam. But they had a whole pile of Vedas, a whole pile of gold, silver, see, you know, with small coins. See if it's a big kind, money, medium, or, you know, small kind. They didn't mess around. And they wanted to. But Lord Chaitanya, as soon as he let go, he didn't hesitate. Boom, 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 boom. He just crawled right over to the pile of the Vedas. He picked up the Bhagavatam and he embraced it. He embraced it like this, smiling at everyone. On this, look, you were me. We never saw anything like that. You see. And they thought, well, he's going to be a very great pundit. But then the Vaishnavas noticed what book it was. It wasn't ordinary Veda. He picked out of the whole pile, he picked the Bhagavatam. And they said, oh, he's going to be a great Vaishnava. Hidai Gopri Vinandi, Sachinandana Gaurahari. So like this, the that is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the all we take from the different, combining it together as one flowing, trying to combine one flowing pastime. If you read, you can't, you read any one, you don't get the same picture as if they're all combined together. So it should be unique. Hopefully. I get the Lord's mercy. Vaishnava's mercy. Father's mercy. Any other question? Disciplic succession das?
You said that reference to this old article that he mentioned that he began to set the standard of eating. So I was thinking, now we're in a period where a lot of people are starting to worship deities at home. So are there certain prescribed levels of standards, or are you supposed to just kind of make up your own standards?
When Prabhupada said, when one lives in a community with an installed deity, that it's not recommended to worship deities in the house. There shouldn't be other installed deities in the community. The other installed deities should be placed behind the main installed deity, and the main deity should be worshipped, so that the whole community doesn't have their energy diverted. One can have a picture in the home and offer the picture, but installed deities in a community. If you're out from a community or far away, you can have. But if you're like in an actual spiritual community, like in Mayapur or someplace like that, he didn't like it that people would, so I have to worship my deity, I can't worship the main deity. That's not the system. Where all community worships the presiding deity of the place, which is installed. The small grihastha deity shouldn't compete with the, because it's all the same Lord, so you just put the deity behind. They put their deity behind, and then. Yeah, well, that's, oh yeah, for people that are outside of the community, there's a different system, there's different
so
levels.
So, the level,
well, there are different levels, depending on whether they're initiated, whether the deities are installed, what type of deities there are. These are generally worked out with their spiritual master. Other questions? Maharaj, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm
written that one page, you probably saw the one past time, you saw the how Jesus had come to sit in the valley and discuss his faith with some of the Brahma, the mother, the little boy, the Brahma go out of work, which is kind of a little more to, she would fix the office, as an office, you know, to be able to do it. And so, the boy did that, and so the mother and the father came back, and she was wondering about the office. And she asked the boy,
well,
before that, the
Brahma had gone out.
Yes.
He was a Brahma, so went out to see disciples. He had to go to support the temple in different places where he could see them. He was all gone for a week or so or more. Just the mother and the baby, five-year-old boy, was there. The boy had just received a Upanayan Brahmin care early. He didn't know how, never learned how to do the deity. What's your question?
How would you say the deity was that
deity? Alalana. Alalana. That's the deity where Lord Chaitanya went when Lord Jagannath was closed for 15 days during his, after the bathing ceremony. Yes, I think it's on the side of his body. Chaitanya Rupa Devi Dasi. If the deities are installed deities, their regular worship is going on, and you can have the deity, if the person is Brahman, see, the point is that if you're not a Brahman, obviously you don't have installed deities. How are they installed if you're not a Brahmin? So then, this worshipping deity is like you worship the picture. Anyway, you can still put them behind the altar if you want, or you can leave them in the house. But if they're installed, you actually install the deities, request Krishna to come. You do the actual system of deity worship in the house, like this Brahmin had installed deity in Shaligram Shila.